From Global's newsroom at 8. A Smooth Radio investigation has heard that young people are feeling under pressure to send sexually explicit photos of themselves. 41% of those asked in our survey said they'd sent a sexually explicit photo to someone else. Stephen Rimmer has been put in charge of tackling child sexual exploitation in the city. He said, "We may not stop it, but it's important to be honest with young people."
Even if it's not credible to say to some young people, you shouldn't be sharing images to anyone of yourself in a state of undress, at the very least you should be very clear with them that images that you think are personal or even intimate are not going to be retained like that.
We've also found 10% of those asked had a bad experience from sending a sexually explicit image. This person we spoke to in Birmingham admitted sending one. She explained how she dealt with it.
I had to ignore it. I couldn't rise to it because I knew if I either sent him pictures, then he's getting his own way, he's winning. Or if I get upset about it, then he's winning either way. So I had to just ignore it.
After a knife attack at a school in Worcestershire, support has been offered to staff and students. A teacher and pupil suffered minor injuries before classes started at the Chase Technology College in Malvern. A 13-year-old boy was arrested on suspicion of wounding and carrying a bladed instrument by West Mercia Police last night. Asher King has now arrived at a specialist cancer treatment centre in Prague. The parents of the 5-year-old who has a brain tumour took him from hospital in the UK without permission. A farmer has been badly beaten after confronting an intruder at his Hales Owen property. The 70-year-old was attacked with his own walking stick and suffered several deep cuts and severe blood loss. And bookmakers think James and Elizabeth are the most likely names for the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge's new baby. It was revealed yesterday the Duchess is expecting their second child. From Global's newsroom for Smooth Radio, I'm Mike Perkins.